Michigan drivers who feared they had seen the last of gas prices under $3 a gallon are happily discovering they were wrong. GasBuddy.com reports average pump price in Michigan is $3.08 a gallon, and there are plenty of stations selling for way less. In West Michigan, Greenville is boasting some of the cheapest gas in the nation, with several stations serving it up at $2.85 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan is a senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy.com. Are you surprised by this free fall in gas prices?
You know, it's been quite a bit more significant than what we've seen in recent years. There's certainly factors that enhance that decrease that I'm sure we'll be mentioning. But it's a bigger decrease, faster decrease, and it's going to bring prices lower than what we saw last year.
And where does Michigan, with our $3.08 a gallon, how does that compare with the national average or other parts of the country?
Well, you know, right now Michigan stands about 10 cents under the national average. A national average is holding at about $3.18 a gallon. Michigan's plunge has been quite a bit quicker, falling 13 cents a gallon in the last week. Meanwhile, the national average fell about 9 cents a gallon. So, by and large, it's been pretty good for Michigan motorists. As you mentioned yesterday, stations in Greenville were selling at $2.55 a gallon, likely losing about 35 cents a gallon. Why would they sell so far under cost, you ask? Well,
yeah,
that's what can happen with price wars. And believe it or not, that's what we're talking about now that could happen with OPEC.
Mm-hmm. Because there is a lot going on in OPEC that is affecting what we pay as we drive up to our local gas station. How is this free fall playing among OPEC members?
Well, you know, Saudi Arabia really started it about 2 weeks ago, kind of out of the blue, surprised the market by saying it's going to cut crude oil prices for customers in October. When you have the world's largest oil producer voluntarily cutting prices, it sent the market into a tizzy. And boy, did oil prices drop on that concern that perhaps, hey, why is OPEC doing this? Things are suddenly getting cheaper. And then last week, Iran and Iraq joining the chorus. And there is talk about perhaps this could tip off an OPEC price war. Oil prices down to about 84 when last week they were at 89. So the decrease continues, and it's good news at the pump with the decrease in oil.
And why are the Saudis saying, you know what, we're going to cut prices? What's going on?
You know, there hasn't been many folks that know what's going on with the Saudis. They haven't really said why they're cutting prices, although some believe it might be to help the U.S. In its disagreements and sanctions against Russia. Russia's number one GDP contributor is energy, so maybe it's to upset the Russians. Maybe it's to upset ISIS. We're not really sure why the Saudis would cut oil prices.
How about the surge in U.S. oil production? Is that impacting, and how much has that gone up to affect this?
Yeah, that's another big contributing factor. Is silently in the background over the last 10 years, U.S. production has increased to almost 9 million barrels a day now. 5-10 years ago, we were struggling to hit 6 million barrels. So we're talking about a big increase in output domestically, and the U.S. now stands very near to Saudi Arabia's oil output, and that's a big deal. That's another contributing factor and certainly helping put downward pressure on pump prices as well.
So we're basically seeing some good old-fashioned Adam Smith economics at work here. But as you pointed out, these stations, for example, selling for $2.55 are losing money. I suspect they're losing money selling at $2.97 a gallon. I saw that Sunday evening in Sterling Heights. So can this last?
It may not last. The relatively lower prices will last. Maybe not at the bargain basement prices that we're seeing today. So motorists shouldn't necessarily believe that the 275s, the 280s will stick around. We may see some price adjustments like Michigan tends to see every 2 weeks or so. But by and large, prices should remain relatively low through at least Christmas.
We'll watch and see. In the meantime, I guess we'll be grateful for those blessings at the pump when we get them.
That's right.
Patrick DeHaan, senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.com. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Always a pleasure.